everybody, and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day
52.
You know that means 66 for Kim, don't you?
I only know it's day 52.
Go on.
Because I sent the email.
Oh, you've lost count now, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much so have I. Right, where's the chat? That was a farce yesterday, Mike. That's because you weren't here.
I wasn't here.
Yes. And it's the one job I always forget. Good evening, Jonathan.
Isn't it on your checklist?
What? Well, there's a checklist. Nobody told me.
Oh, right.
I have had a very busy day. Thank you very much. Had emergency emails from the parish secretary. And then, are you ready? The priest rang. He's in a very good mood. Jonathan, you'll be very pleased. He said, thank you. Ah, we now have candles on the website.
Not real ones.
You're wondering, aren't you? Virtual candles we have. Yep. Liking the look of those, actually. That's quite good. And a Just Giving page thing. That's taking its time.
Yeah.
I thought about that week one. Got a roof to pay for and all that, you know.
You'll be Zooming Mass next. Steady on.
Ah, see, Jonathan's right. Thank you, cost nothing. Exactly. Well, he was very, very pleased. He was a very happy bunny. To the point I wondered if I'd missed the government letting us out. He was that happy. He'd seen them on another church's site. This is it, you see. Thou shalt not cover thy brother's whatever. When he was coveting the candles.
Thou shalt not cover thy other church's good ideas.
Yeah, you're so naive, Mike.
These days it's called stealing with pride. Everyone does it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did mention the integrity word here.
Everyone does that at work. They say, I've seen this Nucleus page which looks great. I'm going to steal it with pride.
There are no words, Mike. My mother brought me up with far too much integrity for all of that malarkey. Have your own ideas. CQ, Deb, CQ.
Hi, Deb.
Anyway, he's got his candle, so he's a happy bunny. I hope people use them, because if they don't, there's going to be tears before bedtime. Mind you, they've not had the newsletter yet, so give them a chance.
Well, we'll make up some names.
Yeah, we'll make up. Well, we could make up lots of things, but we mustn't be naughty with it. I've had to set it so it's got to be approved. Basically, you put your name, your email address, and then you put in an intention, which is like a prayer. So Mike's put some up to be getting going with. I'm reckoning most of them are going to be like to get back to normal or for friends. Anyway, are you going to share what happened?
With what?
My non-Girl Scout safe words this afternoon.
Which bit?
What do you mean, which bit?
Well, there was two.
What's that?
There was the reaction to Johnny.
Oh, yes.
And there was the one.
Yeah, there was the other one later, yes. No.
So yeah, which do you want me to talk about?
Shall we start with the first one?
The Johnny one?
Yeah, my attitude, Jonathan, when you were coming back with, oh, can't use that service, was, well, I won't use the same words, but basically, for crying out loud, got to get the job done. Got to get the job done was what I said.
It's all right, Johnny. She says this to me all the time.
Yes, because Michael said...
When she comes up with a great suggestion as to how I could do something at work, and I'll say, just one problem. We can't use Dropbox, iCloud. Delete as appropriate.
Yes.
In fact, I'm too scared to say that now because I know it'll kick off.
The thing is, in a crisis, you'd use anything. So... either put in the right something, because clearly what you're already using isn't supporting what you need it to do.
Yeah, I mean, I'd use a pen drive in a crisis.
Who wouldn't? That's my point.
Well, most people
you
now...
You can't operate in crisis mode 24/7, but when... Well, how many cloud services have you had deployed over the years? And I'll say to him, right, originally they had a system called Yammer, which was a bit like Slack, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they had this Yammer system and it was Microsoft-based. Then they got rid of that and put...
It was pre-Microsoft.
Whatever it was.
It was owned by Yammer.
Yeah, but then Microsoft bought it. You already had the licenses for all of that. Now, what did they do? They binned that and got something else in that cost like another 40%.
And now they've binned that and brought workplace in.
And that's Facebook. And it says that it does not cross-pollinate between your work and your private Facebooks. Really? Because the first thing that happened literally within one day was I got a friend request from somebody. Now, I knew who this person was because she worked with Mike. So I said, okay, then. She was horrified. She said, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. So there has to be, there's a hole in their bucket, basically.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
I'm going to say a question.
Oh, virtual machines.
How do I deal with virtual machines? Booted mine up after blowing the dust off it after 6 months, and it spent the entire afternoon updating itself. Yes, it will do, Johnny. If you haven't touched it for 6 months, then it can take several hours to do the updates.
Your best bet with it is to open it at least once a week, which I do for checking the church newsletter. So what I do with it, it will do an update as soon as it starts downloading the update. Obviously, we're blessed with internet, so it downloads quite quickly. But you can then say, don't reboot until I've finished doing this job. And then when I finish doing the job, I'll let it reboot. And then it's absolutely fine. You are shackled by corporate waffle. You're quite right. It's ridiculous. You see, I do have ultimate freedom, but that doesn't mean I would choose to do a job in an insecure way. I would just evaluate getting a job done versus not getting a job done, or getting the job done versus the agonies of getting the job done. And I would choose the way that was quickest.
I mean, I'll give you a good example of that. Obviously, AstraZeneca have got a lot of confidential, recipes for drugs. But then most other companies have got confidential stuff that they don't want leaked out. But I forgot which story I was going to tell.
Something where something got leaked, probably.
No, my mind's totally gone now.
I know, I've had that kind of day as well.
Yeah.
You ever think about it?
It will come back to me. I know what Anthony says. I know what it was.
Oh, it's back now.
Yeah. People do a lot of internal surveys in AZ. And everyone started using SurveyMonkey because it was free.
I remember that one.
I know you could only have 10 questions on the free account, but it was free. And then somebody said, oh, we're not supposed to use SurveyMonkey because it stores its information externally. But everyone kept on using it because it got the job done.
Can I just make a point about getting the job done?
Yeah.
I do appreciate with AstraZeneca, they have legal requirements, on, like stuff on a legal hold, don't they?
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff. And obviously, I've worked as a lawyer. I know what chemical companies are like for trying to escape their responsibilities. So I totally get all of that. But the minute, the actual second that people were advised they would not be going into work, what did you do? Got 3 million licenses for Zoom.
Anyway, can we have a round Zoom. Of applause for our NHS doctor work.
Oh, Pete's in.
Pete's in the house.
Pete is in the house. Jane's in the house. Excellent. They're washing up duties again. Mind you, actually, Jane, as long as you can join us, long may it rain. What you need is just to pay somebody else to do it while you sit and sip wine. That'd work.
I'm sipping wine. No, I was going to make another point as well. Somebody mailed me this morning and said they'd been looking at this Nucleus page and there was this thing on it, a QR code, and she wanted to know. I'm being photographed holding a glass of wine here.
Oh, yeah. We don't want them to think it was posed or anything. So go on.
She wanted to know how it was created. So I went on the internet and I Googled creating a QR code, and there's loads of sites came up. And I thought, I can't just randomly tell her go to this one, because we might not be allowed to use it. So I went on Workplace and I posted and I said, somebody's asked me how to create a QR code. There's millions of sites when I Google it. Is there an approved one or any that we shouldn't use? And somebody said, didn't so-and-so look at this a while back? And the so-and-so came back because he got added in the conversation and said, yeah, many, many moons ago. And nobody's given me an answer. So I'm tempted to tell her just to go to, I think it was QRgenerator.com.
Where's she trying to, what's the link for?
An internal webpage. But she thought it was snazzy.
Do you know, I'm surprised she didn't say, just send me the link and then I'd do it and give it you back. week.
Well, I could have done that.
Oh, you just can't get the staff, can you? No, I can understand it. But
they've got to learn to stand on their own two feet.
But not to the point that you can't actually get the job done. I've just realised I've opened the wrong thing here. So what is going
Morning,
on?
Morning, Paul.
Hello, Paul. Wow, I was actually twiddling around today with my calendar. My, what do you call that thing, Mike? The notification centre. And I put the clock in it so I can officially tell you it's 4:10 in Sydney. Because it's now there, facing me all the time. And that's late, but never mind. Right, I've got this picture. Now all I need to do is send it. I've had terrible trouble sending photos. It's all to do with Droplr and the fact there's two apps, but we won't go there. Right, done it. Anyway, is Jane delinquent or has Jane heard the show? Because I've got five... I put them in a note somewhere. I've got five entries for our When Will the Next Episode of MacBites Appear, but I haven't got one from Jane. So what we're doing, Jane, is second guessing when the next episode will be available. That's 126. I've been teasing Jonathan for 2 months with 125. So are you delinquent? This is the burning question, Jane. Are you delinquent? Right, now, let me see if I can go and get this link. Is it all working swimmingly? For a change.
Pete's delinquent. Mark Bites After Hours catches.
He is, isn't he? I'm just looking at that photo of you, Mike. You look very happy with the wine. But I'm loving the dog fur. Is this an acquired look?
That's been on there since I put this T-shirt on yesterday. I think it got in the cupboard.
Poor Pete. He's still got 10 shows to go. Oh, and an after hours.
Bon
yeah.
Vespri, Tracy. Is that how you say it?
Mike's better at German, but only marginally.
I'm better at French.
I'm not better at anything. VB.
I'm better at VB.
VB I'm better at. Right, there he is with his little wine. Oh, look at him. It's that kind of night, isn't it? It's barely 7 o'clock and he's got a full glass of wine in front of him.
I'm not surprised.
It has. It just gets chaotic, doesn't it? Yeah. Anyway, that was one of my rants today. My other rant of the day was hysterical. Do you remember me mentioning to you ages ago, we had some runners locally and they were entertaining the kids, basically. So this afternoon, I've got the window open. Now, what I think you didn't know, where were you?
I was here.
No, earlier today. It must have been lunchtime. And there was... somebody cutting the grass outside, so that was annoying me for a start because it's been so quiet and now it's like every little noise is freaking me out. So we had the industrial lawnmowers up here, so I thought I'm gonna have to close the window. Actually, that could have been yesterday, but either way,
Jane's listened to 125.
Way good. Oh, well, gardening. Oh, if you've got spare gardening capacity, Jane, I've got an idea. I could look after the dogs and Jane could do the garden.
Yeah.
I'm much better with dogs than gardens. So the window's still open. You might be able to hear the cars today. It's busy as anything out there. It's just like normal. When all of a sudden this car goes past going toot, 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 toot. So I thought, calm. You know, Then another one went past going toot, toot, toot. I thought, well, I actually said bad words, didn't
you
I, Mike?
You did say bad words.
Basically,
she was naughty.
I was. Do we need this now was what I meant. So I turned round and I looked and then I realised and then I felt really bad. We have a local group of runners who go running. Now, they don't run, they do run as a group, but they're more than 2 metres apart. And every one of them wears a superhero outfit. So we've got Captain America, we've got Spider-Man, today we had Wonder Woman. And obviously, they're running past, they always put out the route that they're going and people take their kids into the front garden so they can see them and wave and stuff and they're waving back. But nobody warned me they were coming past here today. So obviously, with all the cars tooting and stuff, I'm going ballistic. At which point, I look out the window and said, oh, and Mike went, what? I said... it's the superheroes. And that's why everyone's tooting.
There's a picture of them on Facebook.
I said, so that's all right then. I'll let them off with that one. I could do the washing up.
There's no need for these motorbikes to be out, though.
No, there isn't. I want a Gatling gun at the front bay window. I'd thin them out, I'll tell you. I could do the washing up, but I leave that to Mike. I have taken, though, to helping, haven't I?
Have you?
Did you notice that complete incredulity then his voice?
One night last week, you...
I did,
You
yeah.
put some washing up liquid in some of the dirty
dishes. I got them in the bowl. I'm working up to getting them out of the bowl and then clean, but that's not the point. No. I was involved at a much lower level than that.
Were you?
Yes.
No.
And you've forgotten.
Yes.
I bought the washing up liquid.
Oh, you did?
Because you couldn't get any. Remember?
There's plenty of things I have got, though.
Oh, yes, there was. There was. Peppa Pig! That's brilliant. Oh, I'll have to get this picture off Facebook of all the
runners. Do you want me to get it off?
Go and get it while you can find it. No, I leave it all to Mike, that, Jane, because I've had to redo the entire network. But last night, major excitement, wasn't there, Mike? He's totally forgotten. Bless him. As you can tell from the amount of wine he's consuming. When we'd had the last upgrade, it was a great upgrade. We went from, I think it was 160 to 350. So it was a great upgrade. Oh, no, 380.
Shall I post it?
Yes, why don't you? That's a good plan. But one issue with it was I could never get the UPnP playing. UPnP is where you can tunnel back to your home computers from an outside computer, so basically not on your network. And I had this thing upside down and inside out, and it's been about 18 months, 2 years, something like that. Could never get it working. You know, 1 minute it's like, yes, it's fine. No, it's gone again. And it was just really awkward. So I set all this up and I'm then monitoring everything. So it's been in... Didn't he come about the 17th? It was the week before lockdown. We managed to let him in, but I had a mask on. He looked freaked out by it.
Yeah, it's the 17th.
Bless him. But he came in, sorted it all out. I then had to sort out everything out my end. Then we had to move the wireless network, which was on a different cable, because we've got an overlap. We have to cancel one service before we can go back to the other one. So while I'm in the middle of all of that, I suddenly realise that I've managed inadvertently, in so doing, by moving everything, to fix the external access. It's working. It's a miracle. So everything at the moment, and yes, I'm touching wood, all of it is fine. It's fine. In fact, we've actually now got better access than we had before. And on my wireless, on my phone, I did an internet speed test, and I have, should we have another drum roll, Mike? Thank you. I've got 711 down and 53 up on my phone. Oh, I'm a happy bunny.
Tracy, I had to ask what hump day was as well.
Yes, Mike said to me, what's hump day? And I said, it's Wednesday. Of course, it's Wednesday. Mind you, every day's hump day at the moment. I think Mike, I actually said to Mike, you've got a different vision for that, haven't you? But we mustn't discuss that.
We'd be taken off air.
Would we?
That's just an idiot.
Somebody's just tooted, but I mean, he must have been doing about 60. Oh, it's a 30 zone here. I really do give up with them. I do. So, has anybody got anything they've been playing with tech-wise today? And who's up for WWDC? End of June. Are we thinking there's going to be a keynote? Oh, actually, I've just had another thought, Jonathan. Jane won't know what you did. Oh, you need to share this with Jane. Jonathan had a little accident, didn't you, Jonathan? Giddy he was. Giddy. Who knows, Jonathan? Maybe Jane had exactly the same accident. It was a fortuitous accident.
Clicking a button, she
means. Yes, yes. Oh, they're going to take a tree out. That's going to be noisy. Oh, come on, Jonathan. You know you've been on and you've checked again today. Can't help yourself. Because you know what happened with Pete? Got there a lot earlier. But there again, Pete then had problems, didn't he? Did you ever get that to your satisfaction, Pete? Poor Kiva. She's trying to protect you. You accidentally, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, accidentally customised a MacBook Pro and ordered it. Completely accidentally. Anyway, has it moved up in the delivery stakes, Jonathan? What are we looking at now? Jonathan came on the show live, Jane, and was busy saying that what he really needed was a new MacBook Pro. How long ago was that, Jonathan? About 3 weeks ago. Talk about Apple are listening, because we're convinced they listen to the show. They must listen to the show, mustn't they?
They must.
Many years ago, not long after Siri and Lady Siri joined us, there was an opening sketch on WWDC. And it's two iPhones talking to each other. I wonder where they got that idea from. Oh, maxed out the RAM and the CPU. Jonathan, I'm going to wait to see what you think of it. I was actually thinking as I was looking at my MacBook Air, 13 inches, might get away with that. But you know what I had to do today, folks? This is how difficult Apple have made life. I have had to go back to my 2012 MacBook Air for a specific job. Remember me mentioning to you, I bought a DVD box set and I wanted it ripping. So there I am with my new MacBook Air and I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, oh no, I can't just plug. When I'd found the DVD, yes, I did find the DVD. I thought I can't just find the DVD and then plug it in because it needs a dongle. So I went off and I found the dongle, struggling with that, got it sorted out. Then I put the disc in. Yep, no problem at all. It was playing. Everything was fine. Then I updated Handbrake. That was fine. Then I put the disc in Handbrake. It read the disc, but then it came back and it said, you know, no can do. And the problem with it was, I hadn't installed this extra thing that Handbrake needs to be able to rip DVDs. I think it's called libdiv CSS or something like that. Or libdvd CSS or something like that. And obviously I hadn't installed and configured it, but I had it on my old MacBook Air. So I've had to go back to my old MacBook Air, which had the added advantage, so civilized, of just letting me lose the dongle. So I've got my DVD player plugged straight into it and it's just working. And I look at my new one and I think, I just wish it did just work. Right, let's have a look.
Oh, Jane's ordered AirBuds Pro.
Ooh. Must admit, I'm loving my other headphones. They're so comfortable. I never use my AirPods with a computer, because if I do, I can't record the audio. Not without external help. It can be done, but it's a bit messy. So I never use them on my computer. I have got a switch. It's a Bluetooth switch. So basically, it's a little rectangular box. It has a 3.5 audio jack on one side and on the other. And then you flick a switch as to whether you want it to be a receiver or a transmitter. So when I had a pair of headphones that were great headphones, but they had no Bluetooth on them, I set this box to be a receiver and had it hanging off the ear. And that turned these non-Bluetooth headphones into Bluetooth. That's right there. Now, this pair are Bluetooth, Jane. Good evening, Simon. No Mrs. Simon and Dusty tonight. Dusty's so cute. The ones that you're talking about that I mentioned are the Teotronic ones. They are fabulous. I had a pair many years ago. Can't even remember the brand. And they were a great pair of headphones. I got them in the sale, but they were actually very expensive. And the thing with them was, although they had noise cancellation, it never seemed to cancel much noise. I then had a second pair that inadvertently had noise cancellation. I was more interested in the headphones than the noise cancellation. But again, it didn't seem to do much. People were saying how fabulous it was. And I'm like, it's not making much of a difference, if any. With these ones, I read a fantastic review. Ah, Mrs. Simon's there. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Okay, the name was getting unmanageable. No, no, we're fine. So with these, I actually got them and I wasn't bothered about the noise cancellation. It was just, let's get a decent pair of Bluetooth headphones. Once I got them, I thought, where's the button? How does it work? And it makes a massive difference. Now, the review that I read said they were the best headphones. And this review was on a headphone review site, you know, an audio kit review site. So I trusted the review. Luckily, though, that I think they're $69.99 today. But I got them for about $40 or $45 in the sale. They're amazing. They are amazing. And when I think, you know, you get some headphones, they don't have noise cancellation. There's no case with them. There's no cables with them. And they still want about £25-30. So these were an absolute bargain. I would highly recommend them. I'm noticing it really does remove the hum of traffic when it's outside. So I should imagine on a plane, should we ever getting on a plane again. My carbon footprint's zero, you know. I think they're owing me at the minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would drown the engines out. Absolutely. So I can highly recommend those.
Anyway.
What?
A MacBook Pro isn't the only thing that Johnny's ordered.
Let me have a look. I'm going back up the chat now.
It's not in the chat.
Oh.
No, it's on Slack.
Oh.
I know what Johnny's ordered.
Oh. Go on.
He wasn't expecting it to be so small.
Really?
Yes. It's an Angel Delight butterscotch pot.
The Angel's, I did tell you it was tiny. I did say you were going to need, like, if you've ever seen a doll's house and you've seen the spoons they have in them, you're going to need one of those for it to last any length of time. But, oh, it's nice. Did that, no, I put the powder in the Morrison's order I haven't placed yet, didn't I?
Well, we got some the other day.
Oh, in that case, fine, we'll be able to make some. Yeah. Be able to make some. But we haven't got any full-fat milk because we don't do full-fat milk. Did you enjoy it, Jonathan? That's the biggest thing. Did you enjoy it? Will Dusty join us on his iPhone? Oh, Simon, you're going to have to post those pictures again for Jane. And Jane's got two adorable little doggies of her own, haven't you, Jane? We're going to have a channel in Slack, I think, for the dogs, the MacBiter dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we've should got do the that. Dog owners group on Workplace.
The only one you spend any time in? That
it
one?
Is. Keeps the company going.
He does keep the company going. He's not had it yet, going to eat it after his walk. Well, I hope you enjoy it, Jonathan.
We've still got some in the fridge.
Tiny, tiny spoon you need. Tiny. I mean, it's ridiculous they don't make the powder ones, which made about half a litre, yeah. A pint, something like that. These things are absolutely tiny. And the thing was, when I looked on Morrison's, because you ordered those, didn't you?
I can't remember. Yes, because I they were asked by accident, didn't I?
Yeah, because what we thought we were ordering, because the picture was square, was a packet of the powder that we could make up. But then when they arrived, Lola was most interested, thought they were for her. And they were a tiny pot. Oh, what is it with idiots today? Do you know...
It's all right. It's some guy jogging across the road or some woman.
So there's some guy jogging up the middle of the road?
Yeah. That's what they were hooting.
This is a main road. This is not a tiny road. This is a main road. Why are they running up the middle?
Because you've got people on one side, on one pavement, and people on the other.
I'm loving the guy who's in his full regalia over there. Running shoes, shorts, T-shirt, a little bandana on his head, and he's carrying a bag of beer. I'm loving that. Brilliant. Oh, there's a dog coming, Mike. There's a dog. Black dog. Oh, no, it's a brown dog. Is that the Kiever dog?
No.
Oh, it's very cute, though. This is what I'm like all day. That's why I have to block that window off, really,
no,
Mike.
Kim.
Oh, shopping via Prime. They took out the chicken pasta and strawberries. Not on.
That's not on, no.
Can I put the link in Slack for the headphones? I certainly can. I will go and get that right now. They are definitely worth a look at. And I'm still using the ones you recommended at night as well, which is also definitely worth looking at. Right, let's go to my orders. It'll be easier from my orders, won't it? And headphones.
So if anyone's got any strawberries, chicken or pasta, they can donate to Kim.
The things they take out just blow my mind. That you think, is that really in a rush? You know, is there a rush on that kind of thing? But apparently so. Right, I've got the link. Let me get into Slack with the link. Where shall I put it? I'll put it in tech chat. There we go. Headphones mentioned on MacBytes. 0125. So, Jane, do we have a date from you that you think it's likely the next MacBytes will happen? We needed it. Jonathan mentioned next week, but then realised the error of his ways. There we go. Headphones mentioned. Okay, who's put something in random? The Angel Delight photo. Yeah, they are tiny. They're far too tiny. It's criminal they're that tiny. But you'll enjoy it. Right, let me get back into
my chat. We've got Dino pasta we could post, Kim.
Oh, yeah, do you want some Dino pasta? I know it's pasta-free, basically. It's gluten-free pasta, but hey. Right, let's have a look.
I thought that was a Spanish phrase.
Yes, but you've had wine. You've had a lot of wine, haven't you?
I've had a quarter of a glass. There was only half a glass in it to start with.
I'm wondering if they do those headphones in the Spanish
admittedly,
store.
It's a big glass.
I should probably check that, shouldn't I? But I'm sure Tracy's up to finding it where she is. Let's see if it's in the Spanish
Angel
store.
Angel Delight photo is in Slack, Simon.
Is it?
Are you in
tiny.
Our Slack group, Simon?
Tiny, tiny. Right.
And if you're not, I'm sure headphones. Johnny can post it somewhere and link to it from here.
Oh.
Or maybe not.
I don't see the exact one in the Spanish store. And definitely don't get any other than the 46. I don't see it in the Spanish store. Can you find it, Tracy? Any other number, they've got like higher numbers of like, it sounds like a better model. It's not. Not that I'm understanding much of this Spanish, but I can tell from the pictures, none of those are the ones I'm looking for.
I'll post a link to the Angel Delight.
I'm loving Simon, I am, but I'm not sure I understand it. It's like Twitter with channels, Simon.
Like Twitter with more than 240 characters. How many can you have these days?
Is it 280? I'm never sure. Jonathan's got something to look forward to after his walk, though. Do you know what? Actually, I've got a photo that I took today, haven't I? Another one out of the window. There we were being nosy parkers.
Oh, of course.
There's four people stood together over there. They don't live together. Who are they? What are they doing there? The thing is, we're now told, if you're abroad, you're going to love this, that Boris is going to ease restrictions on Sunday and the rest of the country is screaming, no, it's too soon. They said yesterday there'd been another 4,000 odd cases reported. Today, over 6,000. And he's thinking of easing restrictions, just saying. Is anybody going to go out if he does? Because my entire Facebook feed was just screaming, no, no, it's too soon. I wonder who would actually go out. I can imagine poor people being forced to go out to work. I do hope your company aren't going to insist on that, Mike.
Probably not.
Oh, we've got a date from Jane. We've got a date from Jane. Jane says the 1st of June. Right, let me check, Jane, where you are. With everybody else on that. Right, dates. Where did I put that? You're going to love this. I've been using this fantastic system. I've been going on about it, saying how amazing it is. And for the last 3 days, it's not working. So as I put my notes in, they could be going anywhere. They are actually there. I know they are. Guess there we go. Dates. Right. Jonathan went for the 11th of May. Kim went for the 25th of June. Simon was not particularly optimistic, being honest, Simon. The 12th of November. And Paul in Sydney went for the 4th of June.
Is this the next MacBytes or the date we get unlocked?
No, this is the next MacBytes. I'm adding Jane to the list now. Ready-made
yeah,
Angel
ready-made
Delight.
Angel
it's a scandal.
Delight. The problem is, like Johnny says, you get about two mouthfuls in the pot.
Depending on the size of your spoon, you may only get one. It's really tiny. They're for kids, aren't they? They are definitely, definitely for kids. Right, where's Jane's guessing? Friday the 13th of November. Okay, Simon, I'm going to put that. I'm going to put Friday. Oh, the 13th. I've got down the 12th. Okay. I'm going to put Friday the 13th. We could do the Friday the 13th episode, couldn't we? Right. And Jane's was June, 1st of June. Right. When you say the 1st of June, Jane, you do mean this year, I presume. Just checking. Some people were sarcastic enough to put a year on it. No names mentioned. I think Johnny was one. Right, so anywhere between those then. Right, so the most optimistic of you is Jonathan, followed by Jane, followed by Paul, followed by Kim, followed by Simon. There we go. Do you know when you've just mentioned that, Anthony, putting it in a smoked glass bowl? I remember the bowl I used to eat it from, of my mum's. So, yeah, it's true. You do. You get that in your mind. I even remember the ones you had at the flat, the blue ones.
Yeah.
Because they were huge. They were like soup bowls. But we would cheat and we would put two packets in. But no, we can't find any Angel Delight that isn't pre-made at the moment. We've managed to get some from Morrison's, which is powder, but it's Morrison's own brand. So we've no idea what it'll taste like yet. Which reminds me, I should probably put some in, shouldn't I? What would that be called? Was it dessert? I must have put in Angel Delight. And it must have come up with Morrison's own. Let's have a look. Butterscotch flavour, 60 pence each. At least the other one does actually tell you that it's in a dessert pot, because at Asda it doesn't tell you it's in a dessert pot. Oh, that is the dessert pot. Yeah, it's square. It's very, very naughty. 35 pence it is, a packet from Morrison. So that's for the powder one. Not quite sure how many it makes. There is a strawberry one and there's a chocolate one. No, I don't eat the chocolate one. We've still got that yoghurt downstairs, Mike, that they inadvertently sent.
Yeah.
I've been having great fun with the orders. Seriously, it's a scream. It's an absolute scream. You put stuff in and you order one and you end up with five. You put three in and you end up with one. It is like some kind of weird, twisted game. But what can you say? I even managed to acquire two pair of gloves for 44 pence. They've not actually arrived yet, obviously. All I've got in at the moment, although they would deliver that as it is all my water.
Why have I got gloves in for £1.50?
When I've got them in for 44p.
Yeah. Or am I the backups?
You're the backups. Depends when the order's placed. We could actually place that order. Shall we have a laugh and see if there's a delivery slot?
Go on.
Because at which point you're going to want more. Right, let's have a look. The delivery slot. No, that's temporarily sold out. Surprise, surprise. But if you get there at the top of the hour in the afternoons, sometimes... Oh, I'm liking the look of that. Sometimes you actually can get a slot. That looks nice, Mike. It's a salmon steak.
Oh.
I'm not keen on the prawns next to it, but that looks nice. It's got capers on it. No, we don't, do we? It's all alarmingly healthy.
Yeah.
We did have some prawns. We ordered prawns. I wanted to try the lasagna. Where at the point there was no food to be had, I managed to snaffle some gluten-free lasagna sheets. Never made lasagna, have we?
No.
This could be interesting. I really need Tracy here holding my hand if I'm going to go into the kitchen. And we've got some spaghetti as well, gluten-free spaghetti.
Mike, I'll make the lasagna.
Do you know how to make lasagna?
I'll find a recipe on the internet.
That's not going to help you with the gluten-free one, is it?
It'll be the same.
They are recommending that I buy some Pringles and Quavers, though, which is much more in my comfort zone. £2.50 for a tube of Pringles. What? They used to be 99p. That was the last...
Are they the small version?
200 grams in a tube. It does say XXL.
Because the last Pringles we got was small version. We got robbed.
Not the point, though, really. I mean, £2.50 for what's basically a packet of crisp. Unbelievable. We'll find out. The salmon steak looks gorgeous, Jonathan. If you go to Prime Now, primenow.amazon.co.uk, on the homepage, in the middle, they've got six categories. The first one's fresh fruit and veg, which, again, does look nice. But that salmon steak in the next one, meat and seafood, does look really nice. As does the lasagna in pre-prepared food. Only ours would be fresh.
I've stuck a link in for you, Kim. A quaver is basically a A curly crisp, or
it's cheese flavour. It's not what really they call them. A
they
potato
don't call them
chip.
Crisp, a potato chip.
It's not really a potato chip. It's kind of like it's got air inside it to puff it up. And they are cheese flavour. You've got a picture of a quaver.
Yeah, I've just
an individual
sent a link.
An individual quaver.
Yeah, there's an individual quaver on that link.
They are very similar to the prawn cocktail ones that I used to eat. Oh, what are they called? The ones like a flower. You know, the really light ones.
Yeah, lasagna takes a while.
Oh, dear. Culinary Skype call. Oh, dear, it takes a while. Oh, this is not good. At this rate, it could be the Pringles, but I think £2.50 for a tube of Pringles is a joke.
Yeah, but we've got spag and we've got pasta and we've got Dino pasta.
I've got Dino pasta and I'm hanging on to it. It's 45 pence a bag. It's a bargain. How much was the other one? About £1.60?
Yeah, but it's a small bag.
It's not that small. You get a meal out of it.
One meal or two.
You get two meals out of that. By the time it's been cooked. I think so, anyway. Tell you what you've never managed to get during this lockdown. Fusilli pasta.
No.
It's as though everybody wants that one. Let's have a look for gluten-free pasta and see what it comes up with. Oh, do you know, since when we're shopping a spectator sport? But even I would watch this. We did get macaroni. We've got plenty of macaroni pasta. We've got the Dino pasta, which is gluten-free. What else they got? And every time I put pasta in, they show me chips. And it's the French fry style of chips. Why? Nope, the only one they've got is something called Ugo Thrive. Your guess is as good as mine. Chickpea fusilli free. That's all they've got. And it looks a bit brown for my liking. Should we get a bag and find out? £2 a bag. Crying out loud. 25 grams of plant-based protein per serving. But it does look a bit... I think, do you know, it's one of those occasions. If that bag looked a much lighter colour, if it was clear and just had the name at the top, I'd be more inclined to buy it.
What does it say? 25 grams a serving?
Yes.
Well, the pasta that we're using now is 75 grams a serving.
Well, this is how come you lose weight with it, clearly. Because so you're going to starve yourself today.
So you're
going to
find it. It's Angel Delight. Pygmy portions.
Pygmy portions. Pygmy there you portions. Go. It is. It's shocking. I've also taken to buying. We haven't had a gluten-free loaf in weeks, have we?
We had some last night.
No, not eaten it. Had one delivered. Because every time I add it, they take it out of the order.
Oh, right.
I've put gluten-free in and it's very interesting. You see, I approach this from a scientific perspective. Not the I've got to buy food perspective that you do. I've put in gluten-free and up has come a gluten-free loaf. This gluten-free loaf is from, it's a brand called Genius. And it's £2.60. All right, you might think. But unlisted on the site, there'll be some others that are £1.70. And you only ever see them unlisted. So you might, you've bought one of these before. You might see it then. But most of the time, you never see the cheaper items. They're just devious. Devious.
You know what I think's quite funny?
What?
Well, not being sexist or anything, but...
But, you'll notice the but there.
No, 50 years ago, shopping was usually done by the lady of the house.
Yes.
And now, so many blokes do it. I've had many a conversation with my male boss about shopping in the last few weeks.
That's true, actually.
I just think it's quite funny.
I tell you what has been a complete and utter triumph. Even if you're not gluten-free, you would enjoy this. It's the almond dime chocolate cake with crunchy something. What's the something that's crunchy, Mike? Crunchy caramel.
Do you want one of those tonight?
400 grams. Oh,
because I'll go and get it out of the freezer.
I was about to post this link in so you can see it. It's gluten free. It's totally gluten free. So I must admit that has been a total triumph.
Do you want it out of the freezer?
Simon says, Mike, back out of this now in capitals. If you want to go and get it out of the freezer, Mike, get it out of the freezer.
Fine.
Oh, you're having something else, are you? But that has been... I wouldn't have gone for that. I would never have tried that. Mike gave me a little piece to try it. And I, because he'd bought it and I said, is it gluten-free? And he said, I can't remember. Because I'm definitely gluten-free. Mike's, you're a little bit more tolerant than I am with it.
Yeah.
But you will get ill if you have too much.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, it was gluten-free.
But I did take the non-gluten-free Toblerone cheesecake out of the Asda basket.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, that was very good of you.
It was.
It was, yeah.
And I didn't replace it with anything.
Silly boy. silly boy. No, I tend to put water in the basket to hold it open, but you can't do that, can you? You can't put something in the basket unless you've got a slot.
No.
I find that really weird.
Get the slot first.
Nope, that's not how you do it, Amazon Prime. But Carrie now loves Amazon Prime for shopping as well. Because I was a bit concerned. I know she's not that far away, but I wondered. She's only about eight to 10 miles up the road. But now probably about eight, isn't it? Because your mother's only three.
Yeah.
That's like a 30-minute journey. She's 3 miles away. You could walk faster. Not kidding, actually, you could. But I don't know if hers was coming from the same depot as ours, but they've been brilliant. The delivery driver has been absolutely fantastic. So all I need to do is to get my hands on some gluten-free bread every now and then, and I'll be all right. You see, that's how you get to it. You search for gluten-free bread. In fact, you just search for gluten-free, and the gluten-free loaf comes up at £2.60. But down below, there's another loaf, and that's only £1.75. But that doesn't come up in the search. I'm beginning to wonder about this thing. They're very naughty. It's become a science for me, a complete science. Do you know, Mike, they also do gluten-free pizza bases?
No.
This healthy eating thing's looking a bit tricky.
We've had gluten-free pizza bases.
Many years ago, not lately.
We've had pizzas.
Oh, Jonathan, you are so sweet. Jonathan says if I really struggle with it, let him know and he'll drop it off. Oh, how's Nanny Isaacs? Has she been giving you the stink eye? She's very fit for nickety, isn't she, Jonathan, with brands. Which is understandable. My mother was exactly the same. You bring something in, it would be absolutely fabulous. And then she'd be saying, but I don't like that brand. Like baked beans. You remember Dad with the baked beans? Baked beans and Tetley tea bags. Yeah. Or was it PG Tips? No, it was Tetley. Tetley were the most expensive tea bags you could get. So tea bags was one, baked beans was the other. It was something to do with Tesco brought out, you know, their own brand stuff, Basics. Do you have that in the States? It's like a no-frills brand. So they brought out these Tesco baked beans and it was like a loss leader. They brought them out and they were like eight or nine pence a tin. Jonathan, I'm loving that. She didn't understand why I'd ordered a thimble full of Angel Delight. Well, I can explain that, Jonathan. If there'd have been a bucket full, you would have ordered that. It's very misleading, that. It is. I told you it was tiny. But they're small and you must be kidding, isn't there? We're all back to our second childhood. Oh, Kim's got a slot for tomorrow with pasta, chicken and strawberries. Fingers crossed for you. Fingers crossed. Grandpa will drink anything. Well, Dad wouldn't. Dad said it had to be Tetley tea. But she'd spotted these beans and he wouldn't have anything but Heinz. Now, a tin of Heinz beans, don't ask how I know this, is 65 pence. But these others were 8 pence a tin. And Mum was determined he would try them. So she said to me, she didn't eat beans at all, but she said to me, will you do something for me? I said, yeah, what? She said, will you just do a blind taste test on these beans? And I'm looking at her like, sorry. So she opened the two tins of beans and I tried one of them and I tried the other. And I said, they taste absolutely fine. She said, could you tell the difference? I said, well, you might. I said, but it's slight, if that. She said, I'm going to try it with your father. So she did. Couldn't tell the difference. But if he'd have seen the tin, all heck would have broken loose. So she said, if he finds out, he'll go mad. I said, Mum, just keep the empty Heinz tin and leave it on the sink. You know, as though you've cleaned it, ready for the bin and drained it. Because you know all our bin saga, the science of the bin collection. You've got to clean your tins out as well. You know, you've actually got to wash the rubbish for our council. Not even joking. So this tin of beans was there and he'd obviously clocked the fact it was a Heinz tin and off he went quite happy. What he actually ate was Tesco's own and said it was delicious. But the tea bags, oh, that took it to another level, the tea bags. These tea bags were not good, to be honest. But the thing with Dad was he has it so strong that I don't think he'd be able to discern a taste or a flavour from it. Honestly, he would put five bags in, left alone, in his heyday, he would. And Mum said, I'm not buying Tetley when he's ruining it anyway. You know, her and I would like waft the tea bag over the top of the cup and call it done. He would wham five in, and he was going through them at an alarming rate. She said, but he won't touch these others that I've bought. And again, she had this small pack. But I said, the bags look identical. She said, I know that and you know that. I think what the difference was, it was just more powdery. As you took the tea bags out of the wrapper that they were in, it wasn't particularly like leaves of tea. They were very tiny flakes. So I said, well, take them out of there and put them in the gold bag. He'll never know the difference. So I said, but, I said, just to be sure, because he would have seen her buy them on the way in. I said, take the Tetley ones out and put them in the cheap bag. And she went, but he might. I said, no, he won't. She went, oh, actually, you're right. So every time he'd make a cup of tea, he would go to the cupboard and he'd poo-poo these other ones and he'd put his hand in the Tetleys and take like five out and put them in the cup and say, oh, I don't know how you drink that muck. Thing was, he didn't realise. She just swapped them over. Oh, it was fabulous. Went on like that for years. He never did work it out, bless him. Yorkshire tea is actually lovely, but it's a little bit strong for me. So, What bags have we got? What do we use?
We've got Tetley's. We've got some Yorkshire tea. We've got some...
We use Yorkshire tea. We use Yorkshire tea when we do the tea and coffee at church.
I thought we used cheap mug.
Actually, we've got to use... what's it called?
We've got some Tradecraft. I was just going to say
that. Tradecraft is terrible. I've got to admit. I mean, they charge like £4 for a bar of chocolate, that thing. It's ethically sourced materials. But the tea tastes appalling. Some people just won't drink it, but we have to serve it because otherwise they can rescind your Tradecraft church badge. So we have to serve it, but some people want something else. So we do have Yorkshire tea, I'm pleased to admit. Yorkshire and Tetley's we've got. The beans are probably made in the same factory. Anthony, you're right, because I remember many years ago, the only company in the country that made cornflakes was Kellogg's. We actually knew the family, the Kellogg's family, that owned the place, and they made the cornflakes for the supermarkets. That was another thing. Dad would only ever have Frosties. Guess what Mum did? Oh, yes. She kept the empty box off the Frosties and the rest is history. And he didn't notice the difference. He had no clue. Thing was, he'd have Frosties and then he'd put sugar on it. Wonder he wouldn't have in a sugar high. But if she could change the packaging, she did. And he couldn't tell the difference. Miles tea, if I can get it. Nope, not heard of that one, Tracy. I did have some blackcurrant flavour from, is it Twinings did blackcurrant flavour? It was really nice, that. Loved it. Oh, you can't find them. No, I didn't think so. I had a quick look and I couldn't find them either, Tracy. I wonder why not. Let's have a look on .com and see if they've got any. Can you source from the UK and have it sent to you or not? I sometimes order from abroad. Nope, they're not on the American site either. Oh, I can see I'm going to have to stock up on these, Mike. They're not anywhere else. I'm going to have to need like 15,000 of these just to be sure. Can't possibly run out of those. They're too good.
I've just put proper food in.
Proper food?
Proper food.
Oh, what proper food?
Salads and veg.
When's the delivery?
Saturday.
Oh, right. Hmm. So if I was looking at the Morrison's gluten-free jammy dodgers... Do you realise we're such an influence on Jonathan? He's eating healthily. We mustn't talk about these things. fancying a pizza now. I wouldn't mind. I've not had pizza for years. This is it. You go around, you look at it and think, that looks nice. Mind you, I could... Watch this. Watch this as I tempt Mike. How about that, Mike?
What is it?
Oh.
Free from something.
Mozzarella sticks.
Oh.
Now he's interested. £2. There you go. Don't know how much is in them. They're like cheese wrapped in breadcrumbs. Isn't that what we had the last time we ventured into McDonald's?
Yes, it was.
We were going somewhere. Oh, I know where we were going, don't you?
Yeah.
Shall I share where we were going? Why have we been out all day? We were doing something because we'd not eaten. We'd not eaten anything. And it was like, it's all right, we'll grab something on the way. So we pulled into McDonald's. I said, they've got to have something other than a burger. So we went in and there was one of these huge terminals, like the size that you'd find at an airport. They were touchscreen things. No matter what we did with it, we couldn't get it to do anything. I said, just go and order. So we looked at what they had and these mozzarella sticks were one of the things they had. What was the other one? Chicken pieces, basically. He comes out. And for a start, trying to explain to them, you get a little sachet of sauce with it. Yes, there's three. And I said, well, I only want the sweet and sour. Trying to explain that I didn't want, was it the brown one?
Yeah, the barbecue.
Barbecue. It's too strong for me. No, you get three. I said, I know. I just want three that are sweet and sour. But you get three. I'm thinking, oh, for crying out loud. Anyway, I left Mike to it in the end. I said, I'm going to have to go outside before I murder him. So I left Mike to it and he comes back to the car. And we'd got these mozzarella sticks. We'd got some chicken dippers. And we got the sauce to put it in. And the bill was like £24. And I'm like, what? I mean, seriously, I've had two course meals for 13. Yeah. It was obscenely expensive.
Anyway, Jonathan, thank you for your offer of bringing food round.
Oh, he's lovely,
yes,
Jonathan.
Yes, he is. But these are just luxuries, aren't they?
We're not going to starve. Can I say we are not going to starve? Today, Mike made beautiful fresh vegetables with a steak. And it was really nice. So we're not going to starve.
Sounds like a conversation I had with my mother this morning. Had to assure her that we had a freezer full of food.
Oh, bless. She knows we've got a freezer full of food because we put her stuff in it when her freezer broke. Freezer space is not something we're short of. So if Tracy buys from the UK, she gets clobbered with delivery charge, shipping, and then exorbitant exchange rates as well. That's just not on. There's got to be a way around this, Tracy. We'll work on it. There's got to be.
I have got a palette for tea. Actually, Kim, you know what my palette is for? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate's Mike's absolute favourite. And not just hot chocolate. No. It's hot chocolate with whippy cream on the top and marshmallows.
And we have some marshmallows.
We have some marshmallows because I had the foresight to buy some.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the last time I went out?
No, we got them online.
Oh, I did. I put a bag in online, but I thought I'd got you one when I went out.
No.
Oh, do you know what I did used to like years ago?
Those and massive marshmallows.
The massive ones.
From Costco.
And they don't make them anymore.
No.
No, they're tiny now.
No.
And I don't like them.
See, if I go to Costco shopping and they haven't got what she's got her heart set on, then I have to come back and deliver bad news. And it's not good. It's not good, is it?
No.
No.
It's not good.
No. We have lots of swear words that I've never heard before.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I know you love hot chocolate, Kim. That's why I mentioned it. Do you have marshmallows and whipped cream on it?
And which hot chocolate? Because you've had Cadbury's, haven't you? But you've also had Galaxy.
Yeah.
Not all hot chocolate is made equal, see? Exactly, Anthony. We should make, after hours on Friday night, everybody's got to start it with some hot chocolate. That would work for you, wouldn't it, Mike?
It would.
Well, I struck my stuff before you start with access. How's everybody doing with their homework? Who even remembers what their homework was to drag this show back to tech?
Anthony loves hot chocolate as well. Thick hot chocolate that's traditional here. I remember when I went to France when I was about 16 and I went to stay with this pen friend exchange sort of thing. They would have in the morning a bowl of hot chocolate and then they'd dunk their bread in it.
Do you remember the other day when I said to you, part of the thing with language is understanding custom?
Yeah.
Well, when we were staying in that hotel that I managed to get us booked into by some miracle, this is the girl. I didn't even get an F for French. I got a U. A U is unclassified. You were that bad, we can't grade you. And every other exam I ever sat, an A. Just the French, couldn't master it. So I did manage to book us in this hotel. And then the next morning we went down to breakfast and Mum wanted a coffee. But it is like you're saying, it is like a thick, gloopy, chocolatey thing, isn't it, that they would call coffee.
Yeah.
And they served it with bread. And what was so funny was I'd got my dad there asking for a knife and butter for the bread. I'm like, no, you dip it in the coffee. I don't like the coffee. Shut up. Just give it, Mum. He had no idea of the custom of that. Mind you, I must admit, I ate the bread and left the coffee as well. Mum had three of them that morning. But it was it is a huge bowl, isn't it?
It's massive. Croissant. Now I'm salivating, Tracy.
Oh.
Any croissants to be had?
Would you like me to check if we've got croissants?
Gluten-free croissants.
I'm just going to copy the spelling from Tracy because there's no way I'm going to spell that right. Let's have a look. Croissants, gluten-free. Prepare for disappointment, Mike. What have we got?
No.
What's that?
That's cocoa powder.
No, this one here, that looks weird.
Pain au chocolat. Well, that's a sort of...
It's sort of... No, it's not what you're looking for,
Pain
Mike.
Pain au chocolat. Actually, pain au chocolats are okay.
Well, the £3 if you want one pack of four.
No, we'll leave them.
We'll leave those, won't
we? We'll leave them.
See, he's been good again.
Cheers, Johnny.
Now. Good night, Jonathan. Mother is calling.
Tell her that Elaine from MacBites has been a very bad influence on you, Johnny.
I've been terrible and I take full responsibility for it. Give her my love, Jonathan. You can tell her it wasn't supposed to be a small pot. It was supposed to be a packet of powder. Oh, what are we like? What are we like? When am I going to put this order in, Mike? And what stuff do I want to put with it?
I don't know.
Just having a look round.
If you put any healthy stuff in there, let me know. Because I put healthy stuff in for Saturday.
We do like to get our avocados from Morrison's.
We've got loads of avocados.
They do wonky avocados and they're great. They are fantastic, aren't they? They're not that wonky. No, we need to get some healthy stuff going, I think, here. Trouble is, at the beginning of all this fiasco, we were running around like headless chickens doing all what we had to do, weren't we?
And we haven't stopped.
And we haven't really stopped doing that, no. Mike's had we say you've had an invitation tomorrow. More a plea for help. Come and join us. In fact, we've got that figure, haven't we, to release at some point.
Yes.
Which we'll keep under our hats for now and share soon.
Yeah.
So who remembers what the homework was? Seeing as though it's Wednesday, you've actually got a chance to catch up.
Build
and
an access database.
Oh, is that the homework you said?
I've just said
I set much easier homework. I said, get a text editor out and write some markdown was what I said. Before I talk you through all of the fantastic apps that are out there to help you with your markdown. That was mine. Mine was fine. If Mike set more difficult homework, that's up to him.
No, I didn't set any homework.
No, I didn't think so. Well, are you going to share what you're doing?
When? Tomorrow?
Friday. Don't tell me it's tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday.
Oh,
Mike's lost track of the days.
No, tomorrow's clap for carers, isn't it?
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are Wilms aware of that?
I don't know. Not my problem.
I am not letting the dog out without leg irons on.
No.
She's such an attraction. Everybody just
makes
for her.
Because we get aimed from across the road. Oh, Lola, Lola, Lola.
I know. They're coming at you from all angles and you're like, people!
Get your yards!
People!
Get your yards!
Back! Back! It's terrible. I'm
Social
never going to be able to go out
for
again.
Dogs.
I am never going to be able to go out again because I'm too twitchy and nervy. People are too stupid not to come up to you.
So Friday.
Friday.
Friday is going to be a recap of what we did last week on Access. I've had one or two people asking for a recap. And also somebody asked me to go into... primary keys a little bit more and one-to-many and one-to-one, many-to-one relationships.
Oh, we're doing Venn diagrams?
I could do, yeah.
Oh, Venn diagrams.
And then...
I thought that was in the session after that, but carry on.
I can't remember.
Oh, no, it's queries, you're right.
Queries, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
and then advanced queries. So I'll do a recap of the queries we did last week, and then we'll do some advanced queries to delete data and update data and append data. And we might get adventurous and do union queries.
Oh, even more exciting. You do realise, if Neil could hear you
Union
now...
Union City Blues.
Please don't sing, Mike. We have rules on that, remember?
Do we? Rules are there to be broken.
Are they really? So you keep saying. Now, what was I doing? Let me get mine.
I finished a whole bottle of wine.
Not in one sitting
tonight. No, not tonight.
No, not in one sitting tonight.
It's taken me about a week.
I've got some follow-up questions from people asking questions about Camtasia, which are very insightful questions. So I can show you a couple of features you have not yet seen in relation to these follow-up questions. Then we've got the apps for Markdown, the fantastic apps for Markdown. And I've got a brand new app. You can't beat a brand new app. I was contemplating showing it anyway. But it became more relevant when Helen on Slack said that her HTML editor was RIP. Unceremoniously, sunsetted it was. But she's got a limit of £20. I can get it down, you know, to £22.50. But we're almost there, aren't we? I think £250 is going to break the bank on that.
No.
I've got a code, which I potentially shouldn't have, but I will potentially share with you. It is a very good app. I don't have much need to write HTML anymore. When I do, I can actually just sit down in a text editor and write it. But I'm finding it useful for the email. You know, when you look at the email and make sure that it's displaying properly.
Yeah.
It should be. It comes from Scrivener, but every now and then it throws its toys out the pram. So it's nice to have a HTML editor with a WYSIWYG view. So it's got a built-in viewer that works in real time. So as I say, a completely new app from a company you will have heard of, and I will put that in on Friday. But that means I've got a slot left. I have a slot, not a grocery delivery slot, obviously, but I have an after-hours slot if anybody wants to make a suggestion between now and Friday. Friday's a bank holiday and that just feels weird, doesn't it? We usually have an early bank holiday in May, which would have been last Monday, but they moved it to Friday so we could celebrate VE Day. And of course, that's kind of fallen a bit flat. Everybody got to celebrate VE Day at home. So the fact that it's a bank holiday, I'd totally forgotten Mike wouldn't be working. Very weird. Very, very
that
weird.
That street up the road.
The street up the road.
The street up the road. It's a little side road.
Yeah.
Opposite the medical centre.
Yeah.
That was the dog. They... Every...
Oh, Taunton?
No.
Furze Road?
No, the medical centre.
Round the corner? Or are we at Medway?
Medway.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
They always, on a Sunday afternoon, evening, they sit out. I think I told you.
Yep.
About 10 of them sit out. Anyway, they've put bunting up tonight.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, well, people will be doing what they can. I'm guessing they'll be doing what they can. But I have a free slot, so let me know. You need to let me know. I'm going to have a ponder over these headphones, Tracy, because you can't miss out. They are amazing. They are amazing. We shall have to work something out. I'm wondering. Let me ponder on that. I've got an idea. I've no idea if it's possible, but we'll have a ponder. Right, good night, Jane. Well, we'll head off now. Now Mike's tempted me with all of these desserts, and I shall choose which one I will have. We too have a tiny, minuscule pot of Angel Delight. Which would take all of 2 seconds to devour. That's why I've left it in the fridge. The anticipations will last way longer than the actual eating of it. But we will be back with you tomorrow night. So you will still get a chance to think of something to fill the last slot. I'll take requests up to tomorrow night. There you go. Oh, Kim votes ice cream. We have got ice cream, Kim. It was very nice the other night. Good shout, I say, Kim. Well, love to everybody. It's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
We will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.